This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Some local airports, including Yampa Valley Regional Airport in Hayden, are receiving nearly $14 million in funding through the 2025 Colorado Discretionary Aviation Grant Program. Some of the key projects in Northwest Colorado include the Jackson County Airport in Walden with over $4.1 million for runway reconstruction. Here's Aeronautics Division Director David Ulane.
And that particular grant was remarkable because in our division's 35-year history, it is the biggest single airport grant we've ever awarded. So we're happy to support that airport. It's a very important part of rural Colorado up there in North Park, and we want to make sure it's well taken care of, and so we're proud to partner with the county to make that happen.
Yampa Valley Regional Airport's getting $1 million for taxiway B improvements. Meeker Airport gets $450,000 for fuel farm installation. The Colorado House Agriculture, Water, and Natural Resources Committee has passed a bipartisan bill that addresses issues with wolf reintroduction. SB 25038 would keep personal information confidential when a producer files a wildlife damage compensation claim with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Here is Speaker of the House, Julie McCluskey.
Given the political landscape surrounding wolf reintroduction in our state, we must ensure that Coloradans can file wildlife compensation claims without fear of retaliation or of people trespassing on their property.
That vote was unanimous. Yampa Valley Bank is celebrating 25 years in the Yampa Valley with banks in Steamboat Springs and Craig. There was a birthday party last night. Here's Yampa Valley Bank President P.J. Wharton.
We are so proud to have been embraced by the Yampa Valley, and our success is a direct result of the community. And we just love, love, love our 25 years in the Yampa Valley and Steamboat Springs and Craig.
The Moffat County Board of County Commissioners is holding a workshop today with the Maybell Volunteer Fire Department. Craig City Council meets this afternoon. There's a workshop on an aquatic center at 4:30. Presentations during the council meeting include the results of the City of Craig salary survey and the Cedar Mountain Village North Expansion Project site plan. The Museum of Northwest Colorado is asking for approval for just over $38,000 to digitize the Craig Daily Press from 1960 to 1982. The FIS Para Snowboard World Cup is in Steamboat Springs this week. Athletes will compete in snowboard cross, NORAM Cup races, and the U.S. Para Snowboard Championships. Those are the headlines. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.